my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book. So I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want you to open your Bibles to James chapter 4. We're going to deal with old brother James today. Anybody want to deal with brother James today? James chapter 4. James chapter 4. And when you get there, say amen. James chapter 4. Back there close to Hebrews. James chapter 4. Are you ready? The Bible tells us in verse number 7. It says, submit yourself therefore to who? Okay, let me just wait till y'all get there, because I don't want y'all to, listen, I don't want y'all to miss out on this. This is important right here. Amen. Turn me down a little bit in the house speaker, please, just a little bit. Are you all ready? The Bible says, once again, in verse 7, submit yourself, therefore, to who? Resist the who? And he will do what? Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8 says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Do y'all see that? Amen. In James chapter 4, we see a continuation of a letter that James wrote to those Jewish Christians who were scattered abroad. Amen. In other words, after they spent 70 years in exile to the Babylonians and they were released, many of the Jews went back to Israel, but many of them relocated to other places. And that's what the Bible is talking about when it says those who are scattered. Y'all still with me? Or dispersed is another word. They were living in other locations other than Israel. Amen. And James gave them some advice. He gave them some advice on how to better themselves in their Christian walk, how to better themselves in their Christian walk, and also how to live the Christian life. In other words, as people of God, how they were supposed to act. Because, I mean, you know, as children of God, we can't act the way we used to act. We have a new way of acting, amen? And that new way of acting is to act as though we are disciples of Christ. Are you all still with me this morning? So he gave them some advice on how to make themselves better in their Christian walk, and also, as people of God, how to act like people of God. Are y'all still with me? And he told them several things. If you read the book of James, you find out that he told them several things. He told them that they would fall into divers or many temptations. He said they would be tempted, but he also told them to be patient, okay? Be patient. You know, the Bible said that patience have her perfect work. He told them to be patient. He also told them not to be double-minded. He told them not to be double-minded, because we know the Bible says a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. Y'all still with me? He told them not to just be hearers of the words, but also to be doers of the word. Because how many of you know people have the tendency to hear, but as soon as they hear, when they leave, they forget everything that they hear because they don't put in action what they hear. Y'all still with me? So he reminded them not to just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And he also reminded them of many other things as you read the book of James. And he told them in verse number 7 that we read, he told them to submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. In other words, I believe that the reason why they got in trouble a long time ago, they ended up in exile, is because they did not submit to God, and they did not resist the devil, And that is what got them in trouble in the first place. Are you all still with me this morning? And then he told them something in verse number 8, okay, that's very important. He told them that something that's very important for them back then, and it's also important for us today. Look at what he said in verse number 8. He told them to draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Are y'all still with me? He says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And then he gave them some instructions on how to draw near to God. He told them, number one, he said, cleanse your hands, you sinners. You know, cleanse your hands or wash your hands. You know, when I studied that, what that reminded me of, you know, sometimes when you are innocent and someone accuses you of doing something and you know you didn't do it, the first thing you do is you lift your hand. I didn't do it. You know, well, you showed that you were clean, okay? It's a sign of clean hands, okay? In other words, he told them they need to live in innocence instead of continuing to sin. And then he told them to purify your hearts, okay? Once again, we're talking about drawing near to God. He told them to purify their hearts. Now, notice who he told to purify their hearts. He did not say God was going to do it. He told them to do it. Are you all still with me? He said, cleanse your hands, purify your heart. And then he told them, do not be what? Double-minded. Okay? These are ingredients on how to draw near to God. Okay? He said, cleanse your hands, purify your heart, and do not be double-minded. I believe what he's saying is that don't be a Christian on Sunday and you don't know Jesus on Monday. That's double-minded. Don't come to church and say, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and then you go out on Tuesday and curse somebody out. That's double-minded. Are y'all still with me this morning? See? Because coming to church helps us, but it does not make us get to where God wants us to get to. Unless we receive the word. And then do what the word tells us to do. Are y'all still with me? And then he told them in verse number 10, another way, he says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. In other words, when you cleanse your hands, when you purify your heart, when you are not double-minded, that's a sign of you are humbling yourself in the sight of the Lord, and then God will lift you up. Are you all still with me? Now, today I want to focus on James 4:8. And the reason for that is because that verse or those words of James was very important to them back then, and it's also important to us today. It was important to them back then, and it's also important to us today. And the reason why I say that is because I have heard so many people over the years always say that they want to have a closer relationship with God. They want to be closer to God. And James tells us how to do it. He says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to us. So if we want to have a closer relationship with God, the way we do it is that we draw near to him, because the more closer we get to him, the more closer he gets to us. Are you all still with me? Because not only do we want to have a closer relationship with God, God also wants to have a closer relationship with us. Are y'all still with me? Not only do we want to have a closer relationship with him, he wants to have a closer relationship with us. And God has proven to us that he wants to have a closer relationship with us. He has put some things in action to show us that he wants to have a closer relationship with us. Are y'all still with me? He did something about it. How many of you know sometimes when you do something, you have to do, when you want something, you have to do something about it. God showed us that he wanted to have a closer relationship with us by, number one, he sent Jesus to die for you, to die for me. Not only that, he also sent the Holy Spirit to lead you, to lead me, and to guide us into all truth, so we can be reunited, if you will, back to him after Adam and Eve sinned. Are y'all still with me? So God has proven to us that he wants to have a closer relationship with us by his actions. Have I lost anybody? Now stay with me. Stay with me. But the question is, what are we doing to prove to ourselves that we want to have a closer relationship with God? I mean, everybody say it. I want to get close to God. I want to have a closer relationship. But what are we doing to prove to ourselves that we want to have a closer relationship with God? Because God did something to prove to us that he wanted to have a closer relationship with us. So what are we doing to prove to ourselves that we want to have a closer relationship with God? Because how many of you know that talk is cheap? Talk is cheap. I mean, God performed some actions to show us that he wanted to be closer to us. So what actions are we doing to show God and to prove to ourselves that we want to have a relationship with him? See? Because many people have a desire to be closer to God. You all agree with that this morning? Many people. But how many of you know their desire is just that, a desire? And the reason why their desire is just a desire is because they do not do anything to fulfill that desire. In other words, they are not doing anything to draw nearer to God instead of just saying it out of their mouth. Because it sounds good. I want to be closer to God. I want to do this. I want to do that. And how many of you know that God gave us, I better catch this one, God gave us, he put on the inside of us the desire to have a close relationship with him. He gave us a desire. Well, Pastor, how did he give it to us? Well, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit came to live on the inside of you, and the Holy Spirit always have a desire to get closer to God because he's God the Spirit. So if he's on the inside of us, that means God put the desire that we need to have a closer relationship with him on the inside of us. So yes, we have the desire. Listen, that's the reason why we have the hunger. I believe that every Christian have the hunger to have a closer relationship with God, because we say it all the time. And the reason why we have that hunger is because of the desire that God put on the inside of us. But how many of you know that desire just becomes that for many people, a desire? And they never can get closer to God. Well, why is that? Why is it that people have a desire to get closer to God and they never fulfill that desire? Well, the reason why is because of a major problem that people have. And it's major. And the problem is so major, it is so big that you cannot see it with the naked eye. The problem is so big that it cannot be seen with the naked eye. Are y'all still with me? In other words, as Christians, many of us who desire to be closer to God are not living as though we are a disciple of Jesus. In other words, we have a major problem, and it is a problem of, catch this, spiritual discipline. A problem of spiritual discipline. And because of the lack of spiritual discipline, our desire always remain a desire. Because we have no spiritual discipline. Yes, yes, we have a desire, but many people are not spiritually disciplined enough to do what is required of them in order to have a closer relationship with God. We just say it out of our mouth. We have a problem of spiritual discipline. Now, we're going to talk about that in a minute, because in order to have a closer relationship with God, I must be spiritually disciplined. I have to be. If I am not spiritually disciplined, I will never get closer to God. I will always just say it out of my mouth. And then I will wonder why it never happened. That's a problem with a lot of people. They have a problem of being spiritually disciplined. Notice I didn't say discipline, I said spiritually disciplined. Because there is a difference. You know, when you look at that word discipline, it's you're showing a controlled form of behavior. Showing a, and I got it right out of Webster, showing a controlled form of behavior. In other words, you are in control of how you are behaving. And how many of you know that as Christians, God has given us the power of self-control, because the Bible says in 1 Peter that God did not give us the spirit of fear. That's what most people focus on. But that verse also says he hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of power and love and of a what? Sound mind. Sound minds mean the power to control yourself. Self-control. He has given us the power to control ourselves. Self-control. So showing a controlled form of behavior is discipline. But how many of you know there's also spiritual discipline? And spiritual discipline is showing a controlled form of behavior that supports spiritual growth. That's the difference. Discipline means showing a controlled form of behavior. Spiritual discipline means showing a controlled form of behavior that produces or promotes spiritual growth. That means that I need to do something. That means that I just can't say I want to get close to God. That means I need to discipline myself spiritually. Notice I told you earlier that James told the people, you need to purify your heart. You need to cleanse your hands. You need to humble yourself. That means that we have to do something. And that we want to be spiritually disciplined, we need to discipline ourselves to be spiritual. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. Well, Pastor, how do I achieve that? How do I achieve that? Well, I'm glad you asked. This is Ron chapter 8, verse 55, and I want to read it to you. Because it came to me, and I don't want to mess it up. I want to read it to you. It says, how do you achieve that? By performing actions or activities. Key word there is activities. By performing actions or activities that strengthen the spirit man, the real you, okay? By forming actions or activities that strengthens the spirit man and that draws people closer to God because of their obedience to his word. Ron chapter 8, verse 88. Let me read it to you again. How do you achieve spiritual discipline? By performing actions or activities that strengthens the spirit man and that draws people closer to God because of their obedience to his word. And a lot of people are living with a lack of spiritual discipline because they are not doing the things that are required of them to promote discipline in their spiritual walk. Are y'all still with me this morning? We have to do something. We have to perform some activities. We can't just say, I want to be close to God. Because if we do the things that are required of us as Christians, those things will lead us in being closer to God. And how many of you know the closer we are to God, the closer he is to us? Now, I want to prove it to you with an illustration because I like to illustrate some things. Alex, if you can come here for a second. I may have used you for something like this before, but I want to use you again. Because you played those drums so well this morning. I have to give you a chance to be on a station identification. Are you all still with me? So listen, he's God. He's going to play God. He's not God. He's going to play God. Amen? No matter when I'm out of church, I know how religious people are. Okay? Yeah. You know, so if I am Ron, I am Ron. and if I want to be closer to God, I can't go away from God. I can't go away from him. I can't stray. Because as I get closer to him, look at what's happening. He's getting closer to me. Do y'all see that? But if I say I want to get closer to God, I want to be closer to him. I want to have a closer relationship. 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 Look what I'm doing. I'm blowing hot air out of my mouth. Thank you, Alex. Give my hand praise. Talk is cheap. And many Christians say that all of the time, but they do not perform any activities that lead them to having a closer relationship with God because of their lack of spiritual discipline. Don't worry, I'm going to help us this morning because this word is for me also. Y'all still with me? See, initially, you know, when someone is disciplined, it may seem like it's a bad thing. You know, when you were young and you did something wrong and your mom got you with that belt or your grandmother got you with that switch, you thought it was a bad thing. But because of that belt and that switch, look who you turned out to be. Are y'all still with me? Mr. Green said, praise the Lord. She must have got a lot of them switches and belts. Y'all still with me this morning? So initially it might seem like it's a bad thing, but in the long run, you profit from it. And Christians, listen to this. Whenever someone talks about being disciplined, they think it's got to be something bad. No. You can be disciplined in a good way. It may seem bad initially, but it's not as bad as it may seem. As long as we have the patience to endure to whatever it is that's disciplining us. Are y'all still with me? I know it's been said before that, you know, Paul had a thorn in his side. Satan put a thorn in his side to keep us humble. I know people have said that before, but that's not true because Satan ain't going to give you anything to keep you humble. He don't want you to be humble. Are y'all still with me? The Bible tells us to humble ourselves. A lot of things, when it comes to the Christian walk, and we have to catch this, a lot of things are things we need to do for ourselves. In other words, listen to this. When we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, nobody accepted him for us. We have to do it for ourselves. And in this Christian walk, we will find ourselves, if we want to be closer to God, to doing things ourselves. Wait for somebody else to do it. They're not going to do it. We have to do it. And it's a decision. It's a choice. We have to do it. And sometimes it requires discipline. And like I said earlier, discipline is not always a bad thing. I'm going to prove it to you. Go to Hebrews chapter 12. Because something good will always come out of being disciplined. Are y'all still with me? Amen. I don't think I'm going to finish this message today because it's so good. Not because I'm teaching it, but it's because it's the word. Are you in Hebrews chapter 12 yet? Look what the Bible says here. Lack of spiritual discipline. The Bible says in verse number 6, it says, "For whom the Lord loveth, he," King James says, "chasteneth." That word means discipline. "For whom the Lord loveth, he disciplineth, and scourges every son whom he receiveth." Verse 7 says, and the word says chastening, I'm just going to read the word discipline because it means the same thing. It says, if you endure discipline or chastening, NIV says endure hardship as discipline. If you endure discipline, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not or discipline not? You notice that word father is was a small F. In other words, your father as children when you were growing up and your mother, sometimes they had to discipline you. Not always bad. Sometimes, but it turns out good. I'll give you another example. Let's say that you like to be outside all the time and you did something wrong. And to get your attention, to get my attention, mom said, listen, you can't go outside no more for a week. And we pop, no, I'm not going to go outside. And then all of a sudden, you know, since we can't go outside, we start watching movies on TV. And now because we started watching movies on TV, we didn't realize how good those movies were. So now that week is over, you don't even want to go back outside. You got something better. In other words, discipline at first might seem like it's evil or bad. It's not good, but if you can endure through it, something good always comes from it. Are y'all still with me? So he said, what father doesn't chasten his or discipline his son? And look at verse 8, it says, but if you be without discipline, whereof all are partakers, then are you, King James says, bastards. That means illegitimate children. And not sons. It says, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily, talk about discipline, for they verily for a few days discipline us after their own pleasure. But God disciplined us for our profit that we might be partakers of his holiness. See, God will discipline us. It's not always bad, but how many of you know if you want to be spiritually disciplined, God is not going to do that. You have to do it. I have to do it. Because if I do not do it, if I do not discipline myself spiritually, it will not get done. I must discipline myself. And the reason why I need to do that is so I can be more like Jesus. If I do not discipline myself spiritually, there is no way I can get closer to God. There is no way I can be more like Jesus, regardless of how much I want to be like Jesus. And do what Jesus would do. Like that wristband y'all used to wear around your arms. What would Jesus do? And some people will always do the opposite. Now that I know what he would do, I'm going to do this. And how many of you know, when we talk about Christian discipline, this message should encourage us. It encouraged me to study it. It encouraged me to study this message. And the reason for that is because it gave me the opportunity to examine my own self. And this message about Christian or spiritual discipline should give us the opportunity to examine our own selves. Are we performing the activities that will cause us to be closer to God? Or are we just blowing hot air because of our lack of discipline? Because if you remember, in January, the beginning of the year, our focus for the year is living in obedience to God like never before. Living in obedience to God like never before. So if we really recede that focus for the year, that means that from January to May, what's today's date? It's the 16th. We should have been doing more to get ourselves spiritually disciplined than we've ever done before. That's because of our focus for 2021. Living in obedience to God like never before. And I would hope that Word of Knowledge Ministries family members would remember the scripture for the year. And I'm here to tell you, if you do not remember the scripture for the year that you quoted in January, you might have a spiritual discipline problem. I ain't looking at nobody, I'm just telling you. Because we made a confession, living in obedience to God like never before, and it's time for us to reevaluate ourselves. Are we still living in obedience to God like never before? Or are we not able to do it because of our lack of spiritual discipline? We have to examine ourselves. Or are we just doing enough just to get by? Just to make it in this Christian walk. How many of you know that God, I told you he wants to get close to us, he has put things in our path, certain activities, that if we perform those activities, we will automatically get closer to him. He's giving those things to us. So once again, if I want to be spiritually disciplined, I have to train myself. God is not going to do it. The Holy Spirit is not going to do it. Elder Bonjour is not going to do it. Brother Green is not going to do it. I have to train myself to be spiritually disciplined. I have to do it. Yes, God has put everything in place for us to train ourselves, but he's not going to train us. We have to do it. It's almost like somebody putting a Big Mac in front of your face so you can eat it. You have to eat it. I can't eat it. And you say, oh, listen, I can't eat it. And you say, man, that Big Mac was so good. You didn't eat it. I ate it. So there's some things as Christians we have to do. Are y'all still with me? And God has given us everything we need in order to train ourselves to be spiritually disciplined. But how many of you know it's a choice? God didn't make any robots. He said choose death or life, blessings or cursings. It is a choice. Something that we have to do, and many people do not do it. Why? Because they do not do the required things that will cause them to grow spiritually. In other words, because of the lack of spiritual growth, there's a lack of spiritual discipline. I know I haven't given you a title yet, but I will. Are y'all still with me this morning? The only way that I can get closer to God, I must be more like Jesus, because Jesus Christ is our example of what spiritual discipline looks like. I have to follow Jesus. If I want to see what spiritual discipline looks like, I'll have to look at Jesus. He's our example. And see, many people start off in this Christian walk the right way. We start off right. I'll never turn back no more. You know, we say things like, I'm the head and not the tail. We say things like, I am in the world, but I'm not of the world. We say things like 1 John 4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know, that's Christian talk. Y'all still with me? That's Christian talk. See, we do a lot of hearing and a lot of saying, but the problem is that we don't do too much doing. We say it. And although many people start all right, they end up following the world's system instead of God's system. They end up being controlled by the world. Remember that word control, right? I said it earlier. Self-control. Instead of having self-control. I mean, how is it that a person can say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? How is it that a person can say, I might be in the world, but I'm not of the world? How is it that people can say that and still be controlled by the world and the things of the world? How is that? Well, Pastor, I'll answer your question, Pastor. The reason for that is because of our lack of spiritual discipline. And because of our lack of spiritual discipline, we end up being weak to the things of the world. Why? Because we are not doing or performing the actions or activities that God has given to us to help us to be spiritually disciplined by growing spiritually. Now just stay with me. Stay with me. This message is to help us. This is examination time. This is for us to relook at things. You know, normally, I've mentioned this many times, normally in December, the 31st, everybody make a New Year's resolution. And then by June, they forget what it was. How many of you know I'm cutting it off the path because I'm teaching this message in May? It's time for us to reevaluate ourselves. Are y'all still with me? And don't you know that when we start getting back into the world and not focusing on the things of God, the Holy Spirit, the one that God sends back here to lead us and guide us into all truth, he lets us know where we're headed. He lets us know where we're headed. And because many people do not do the basic things to have a close relationship with God, they miss out on the Holy Spirit's leadership. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of John that the Holy Spirit will show us what? Things to come. You can look at John chapter 14. So he will let us know, Christians, when we are headed in the wrong direction. And he will let us know the results of the end results of the direction that we're headed in before we even get there. Because the Bible says he goes before us. I want you to go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Reevaluation time. Are we living in obedience to God like never before? Are we living in obedience to God worse than we were before? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. The Holy Spirit will let us know what's going on to keep us from straying away from God when we want to have a closer relationship with him. But we have to listen to his voice. We have to know his voice. We have to let him lead. We need to follow. Are you at 1 Timothy chapter 4? Timothy was, Pastor Timothy, I like to call him. He was a follower or a student, I would say, of Paul, the Apostle Paul. And Apostle Paul would always give him guidance. He knew that Timothy was facing some things, some difficult things in Ephesus, and he wanted him to stay encouraged. And he told Timothy in chapter 4, look at verse 1. He said, now the Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the what? Latter times. Notice he didn't say the former times. He said the latter times. In other words, in the future. In the latter times, some shall depart from the what? Faith. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil. And basically what he told Timothy is what's going on in the world today. Many Christians have strayed away from the same faith that they use to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And the reason for that is because a lack of spiritual discipline. He said many of them are going to stray away from the faith and they're going to start listening to false doctrine from false people. In other words, they're going to start following man's word instead of following God's word. It's really amazing that the same thing that they were facing way back then, people face the same thing today. Are y'all still with me? He told Timothy. And look at what he told Timothy here. He said, these are some of the lies that the false doctrine and the false people, and here he's talking about what's called Gnosticism, okay? They were Gnostics. They were teaching all kind of false doctrine to try to stray people away from being spiritually disciplined, the same thing we face today. Look at what he says here. He said, they would be speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, telling people that they don't need to get married, forbidding to marry. In other words, I know the word of God says that you're supposed to be married before you do certain things, but you don't really have to do that. You know, the laws change now, and you don't have to do that no more. Although the word of God says it, don't worry about that. How many people listen to it? He said that they're going to be saying things like commanding to abstain from meats, which God has created to be received with the thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. In other words, don't eat that. The Bible says you can't eat that. The Bible says you can't eat pork. Well, I tell you what. You put some cook that breaded pork chop, and you mail it to my house or bring it. I'll eat it for you. Are y'all still with me? See, you need to know some history. We need to know some history of why God said some things that he said instead of going by what someone said. See, and the problem is the lack of studying God's word for ourselves. Are y'all still with me? He said it will be forbidden to marry and commanded to abstain from foods which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. And then he says, for every creature of God is good. Nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and what? Prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this pork chop. I thank you for this meal. And I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Listen, that pork chop has just been sanctified. And I don't know about you, but if it's sanctified, which means set apart, I want it. But we listen to false doctrine, false teachers. People have strayed away from God. They're strayed away from the faith, and the reason why is because of their lack of spiritual discipline. Are y'all still with me? And listen, Paul then tells Timothy how to overcome people like that. He tells him how to overcome it. Amen. Look at what he said here in verse number 7. He says, refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself. Notice he said thyself. He said exercise thyself rather into what? Godliness. He says to exercise thyself rather into godliness. He said, in other words, don't listen to that mess. That word exercise means to train. You need to train yourself in godliness. Are y'all still with me? Train yourself in godliness. Notice what he told him. He didn't say God's going to train you. He didn't say Elder Bondron's going to train you. He said, you, Timothy, in order to not get caught up in that worldly mess, in order to not get caught up in that worldly stuff, you need to train yourself in godliness. Well, Christians, now I have to give you two more definitions. I'm going to give you the definition of exercise. I'm going to give you the definition of godliness. Are y'all still with me? I know everybody know what exercise is, and I do not want to question your intelligence, but I want to share this with you. Listen to this definition of exercise. It means to train by activities that require an effort to improve health and what? Fitness. Train by activities that require a what? An effort. Train by activities that require an effort to improve health and fitness. In other words, if I want to improve my health and my fitness, I need to do some training. And I cannot do training without putting any effort into my training. I know Pastor Janice and Pastor Denise go work out all the time. They talk about working out. But listen, if they go to that gym and they standing in front of that weight bench and they standing there looking at that thing and don't put no effort into it, guess what? They're wasting the time. And many Christians are wasting time. Why? Because they are not putting any effort into what they need to be training themselves in so they can grow. Are y'all still with me? That's exercise. Let me give you another definition. I wrote it down. I don't want to mess it up. Godliness means to be totally focused on God. In other words, I have to be sincere and totally consecrated to Him. In other words, I need to live my life as a life of being God center. You know, it reminds me of a song, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus should be the center, period. Nothing against the song, of course, because it's a true statement. I have to be God-centered. In other words, God must be first in my life and everything. Are y'all still with me? In other words, godliness pretty much just means I need to be more like Jesus. And in order for me to be more like Jesus, I have to know what Jesus did and do the things that Jesus did. So there's exercise, and then there's godliness. But wait a minute. Paul didn't just tell Timothy to exercise. He said, exercise. Y'all still with me? Exercise yourself rather unto godliness. So he's not talking about just exercise. He's talking about into godliness. Are y'all still with me? Well, Pastor, what does it mean to exercise myself in godliness? Listen to this. To exercise yourself in godliness means to train yourself by performing activities that require effort to improve your spiritual health and your spiritual fitness. I told you that exercise means you train by activities that require an effort to improve health and fitness. Well, when you talk about spiritual exercise, you're training yourself by performing activities that require an effort to improve your spiritual health and spiritual fitness. And many Christians do not put forth any effort to train themselves to improve their spiritual health and their spiritual fitness. And the reason for that is because of their lack of spiritual discipline. They don't do it. And once again, people always say, I want to be closer to God. But the Bible tells us, if we get closer to Him, He'll get closer to us. And I told you earlier that God did some things to prove to us that He wanted to get close to us. He put some activities in place. He sent Jesus. He sent the Holy Spirit. And they performed some things for us. But what are we doing for ourselves? Are y'all still with me? And look at what else He said. Because godliness requires discipline and patience. And I told you a few minutes ago that discipline might seem like it's hard at the beginning, but something always good come out of it. Look what else He's told Timothy here. He says, but refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather into what? Godliness. And then He's talking about godliness. He says, for body exercise profit little, but godliness is profitable unto what? All things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Talk about spiritual exercise. You know, I remember people years ago, you know, they used to lift weights all the time, you know, and they would get bigger and bucky, just bucky, you know, and I would run into some of those people about 5 or 6 years later. And they stopped exercise. Are y'all still with me? And they don't even look like the same person I knew years ago. They look about like me. Y'all still with me? But how many of you know when you exercise yourself in godliness, it's a continual thing for Christians. And the Bible says you will not just profit right now, but you will profit in the years to come. Why? Because something good always comes out of disciplining yourself and training yourself. And like I said earlier, it's a choice. God is not going to do it for us. We have to do it. We have to do it. And listen, Christians, listen to this. Spiritual discipline is not based on age. A lot of people think because I'm old, I got more discipline, I'm more disciplined than you, or I've been to church longer. But no. That's man's law. Spiritual discipline has nothing to do with age. Zero. Zero, zero, zero. Spiritual discipline is based on us exercising or training ourselves into godliness. In other words, how much training you do, how much exercise you do. Start talking about spiritual exercise. That's what it's based on. That's what it's based on. Because exercising ourselves or training ourselves in godliness is what brings us closer and closer to God. Once again, I want to have a close relationship with God. I just told you how to do it. If you're looking for a title for today's message, let me give it to you. I haven't given it to you yet. I have to go back and look at it. Say it again. Discipline for the purpose of godliness. Discipline for the purpose of godliness. That would be more like Jesus. Discipline for the purpose of godliness, to be more like Jesus. And the way I achieve godliness is by doing the things that causes me to grow spiritually. When I do the things that causes me to grow spiritually, now I am strong enough to be spiritually disciplined. And there's nothing that no one or no false teacher or no false doctrine can do to draw me away from the faith in Christ Jesus. In other words, I will always continue to be close to God. It will not just be lip service. It will not just be hot air. I will be closer to God. Are y'all still with me? See, there's a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that tells us that the Spirit, chapter 4, verse 16, I believe, the Spirit is renewed day by day. So if the Bible says that the Spirit is renewed day by day, that means that I need to discipline my spirit day by day. See, last week's discipline don't work for today. See, when you're a little kid and your mother or father spank you, and I'm using spanking because I know a lot of y'all, just when y'all think of discipline, that's what you think about, right? Flashbacks. You may have done something on Monday they discipline you for it. Let's say you did something totally different 3 weeks later. I don't know what you, but my mother didn't say, well, since I disciplined you 3 weeks ago, I just lied. No. I received a new discipline. Are y'all still with me? So just because I did some things to discipline myself spiritually 3 weeks ago, that don't count for today. Because once again, the Bible says the Spirit is renewed day by day. Are y'all still with me? And God has put some things in place for us to help us to discipline ourselves so that we can have a closer relationship with Him, because the only way we will be able to have a closer relationship with God is that we must discipline ourselves spiritually. I have about 2 minutes. I'm not going to finish this message today. Are y'all still with me? Because I told you earlier, not only do we have a desire to be closer to God, God wants to be closer to us. And He proved this by His actions, or I like to say activities. And if I want to have a closer relationship with God, God has already given me some activities that I need to do in order to discipline myself or train myself or exercise myself into godliness. See, once again, if someone have a trainer, the trainer will tell you what to do, but the trainer is not going to do it for you. We have to do it ourselves. Well, how many of you know, same with God. He has put the activities in place to show us how to train. But if we don't do it ourselves, it will not get done. And that's why a lot of Christians are not growing closer to God. Although they say it all the time, they're getting further and further away. Now, in my last minute and 19 seconds, and we'll finish part two next week. You don't want to miss part two. In my last minute and 9 seconds, I want to just focus on just three of the activities that God has given to us to help us to grow spiritually, so we will be spiritually strong enough to have spiritual discipline. Because I cannot achieve spiritual discipline if I'm not spiritually strong enough. He has given us some activities, And if I do not engage in these activities, then I'm just blowing out hot air out of my mouth. Number one, God has given us the activity of spending time into the Word. And I must make an effort to spend time in the Word. People say, I need to read my Bible more. Yes, you do. But what you need to make an effort to do it. I told you, exercise, we have to make an effort to do it. In the Word, number two, we need to make an effort to pray more than we pray. In other words, it takes discipline. Because everyone is so busy all of the time. Once again, living in obedience to God like never before, we should be praying more than we've ever prayed before. Number three, worship. God has given us the activity of worship as something that we need to do more. If we do not do it, it will not happen. And I'm not talking about just praise and worship. We talk about worship next week, because a lot of people think worship is just praise and worship. Well, you know, praise and worship is praise and worship, but worship is more than just singing songs on a Sunday morning. We're going to talk about that next week. A lot of people don't know what worship is. That's okay. You need to come back this week and you'll know. When I say you, I'm not talking about any particular people. I'm talking about as Christians. Three areas. Number one, more time in the Word. Number two, more time in prayer. Number three, more time in worship. There are many other activities that God has given to us to give us an opportunity to not live our life with being or having a lack of spiritual discipline. Many activities, but those three I want to talk about next week. Stand to your feet. Christians, I'm here to tell you. I didn't want to end there, but my time is up. But I believe the Word of God gave us enough information. I'm good. Thank you. Well, we need to start re-examining some things. We need to start re-looking at some things. We need to focus back on January the 1st, 2021. When we made the confession that we're going to live in obedience to God like never before, we need to reevaluate ourselves to ask the question, am I living in obedience to God like never before? Or am I living in obedience to God less than I was when I made that confession? Well, I'm here to tell you. Bible says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. If we want to get closer to God, it must be more than lip service. We need to make an effort. And once again, God has given us some activities that we make an effort to when we get in there. Although it may seem hard, it may seem bad initially. If we make an effort, we get in there to start disciplining ourselves in the Word, discipline ourselves in prayer, disciplining ourselves in worship, our spirit will get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And as we're getting stronger and stronger, that lack of spiritual discipline will go right outside the window and look for someone else who's not spending any time with God. Amen? Somebody give God a hand of praise because he's worthy.